Thank you very much, Mr. President. Let me start off by reflecting a little bit on your comment about the importance of how Lebanon has a lot of diaspora. I come from Ghana, so I know that the Lebanese play a vital role in the Ghanaian economy and the importance of getting into the global value chain and how it has improved things. So I'm very cognizant of that. I'll start off with G77 about the LDC program of action, Doha program of action. What I want to say firstly about the LLDC program of action, I got a copy of it, I believe, on Friday or Thursday or Friday. The program has been gaveled off. They will set a date in this coming year, I believe it's towards the end of this year, where they will hold a conference to have a formal conference to inaugurate this program of action. But I can, if you haven't received it already, I can make sure that through our ISS, we can circulate the final gavel document from New York. I'd like to thank the coordinator of the G77 and Cambodia for their support that they've given the program. I would agree with you that there is a need for expanded support, and I would agree with you there's a need for a comprehensive package. You must be aware that the amount of support that we're able to give LDCs and LDCs in that graduation process is depending on how much funding is available. And we have been able to, as I mentioned on earlier on, we've been able to stretch our dollars and we've been able to give a lot of support to Cambodia with the rules of origin, but not only that, with also with the trade strategies and policies for the future as they lose preference to markets once they graduate. And a comprehensive graduation support program, as one of your other colleagues mentioned, there are not many countries which are graduating, so it should be feasible to be able to do that. With regard to the comments from a distinguished delegate of Jamaica and CARICOM, we are very much trying to roll out a program for the SIDS, and we've been able to acquire some funding from China, the generous offer of China, to be able to do something in some of the SIDS countries. But as you know, there are many SIDS, and we've been able to select a number of SIDS which will be working on this. And I appreciate also your government and your institutions, which have been very active in this productive capacities, and we hope to work very closely with them in the future. The importance of delivering this could not be more crucial. It is important that in order for us to build resilience, you have to have productive capacities. And as I have perhaps not eloquently said in the past, productive capacity essentially is the ingredients to make a cake. And we have to ensure that the ingredients are there in the country to be able to make that cake, and that cake is development and structural transformation. So we are very actively working on that. With regard to the comments made by the group coordinator for LDCs, I take your point. Again, productive capacity, graduation support program, the importance of it. I think this, as you mentioned, you will need to reflect in UNCTAD 16 and the importance of regional integration. Regional integration in especially CFDA is a critical priority for us. And a number of divisions work on regional integration, on various aspects of regional integration. And our office that we've established in Addis Ababa is looking very closely at that and seeing how we can scale up that regional integration. Productive capacity as well. This year we also be dealing with a number of countries with productive capacity, LDCs. However, all of these programs are limited in the funding that we require. And one of the issues that I see you're calling upon is for us to scale everything up. And it's possible to scale things up, and we are very active in looking for resources where we can to try and scale these issues up. The distinguished delegate of the EU mentioned a number of performance indicators. We'd certainly look into that and see how we can improve that and add a few words in there like you suggested in the results as well. The work we're doing on rules of origin to support the Committee on Rules of Origin for WTO is very specific when we come down to the nuts and bolts of it. And just the end of last year, the Committee of Rules of Origin met. And because we had had this training program for LDCs, the negotiators, they were able to articulate themselves very clearly what the issues were with regard to the preference, the rules of origin with regard to preference-giving countries on specific sectors. And they were also able to understand more clearly what the requirements are. So I think it does trickle down to nuts and bolts of being very tangible and very practical, but we're very happy to add those elements in there. The comments from the distinguished delegate of Gambia. Yes, we will try to scale up, and yes, we will be focusing on a number of more countries for CFTA. You must recognize that we're working with other institutions, so naturally, our natural partner has been Economic Commission for Africa, where they do some strategies, we do some strategies, we collectively look for funding for that. And our aim is very much to support LDCs to be able to integrate very effectively into the CFTA, as they will need that support. And we will continue to work very closely with countries on the productive capacity index. I mentioned that we're prepared guidelines for the productive capacity index because our next step is with the Statistical Commission, which we're working with very closely now, and we will be presenting those guidelines to the Statistical Commission and getting their input. And the whole idea is to institutionalize it into the system, that it becomes part and parcel of the system, because the PCI also requires statistical officers, national statistical officers, to collect data that they don't generally collect, but is very vital and important to be able to assess whether they can actually achieve the SDGs or actually achieve structural transformation. So this is part of our endeavor as we move forward. But thank you very much for your support, and we'll do the best we can for you in the future. Thank you very much, Mr. President.